Yeah. What do you call that, Pete?
I call it music.
Tones. Do you?
Yeah, that's why we're here.
That's what we do. Oh, right. Okay. Wasn't too sure. You just said Saturday, come into the station. I was like, oh, okay. Thought I was in trouble.
I'm bringing coffee. Them Creepy Crawlies is what it was, actually. And Buy Some Time was the name of the track from their release called Go, which came in at number 71 on this year's Top 101. So, and we are lucky enough to have on the line Neil from Them Creepy Crawlies. How are you, Neil?
I'm awesome, thanks. How are you guys?
We are also pretty awesome, but that's our own diagnosis.
We reckon
we're pretty good.
You've got to diagnose yourself.
You do, but
yeah. No one else can.
We Dr. Googled ourselves.
But hey, we're not in the top 101. We didn't make it.
No.
So
we didn't write a song this year.
But you guys are, and that's really, really fantastic. So congratulations. How does it feel to be in such an auspicious list of bands and music this year?
It's absolutely brilliant being on the 3D top 101 because, you know, you are our Bible of music in Adelaide. You know, you're the number one station for us, so it's awesome to be here.
Yeah, I haven't checked the Bible lately, but
you'll find yourself in Genesis.
You'd be in the Old Testament, I think, Pete. You'd be like Deuteronomy.
We're now going to take a reading from the book of Pete and Tones, a book of 3D,
yeah.
Chapter 3. No, fantastic. Well done. You guys have been around for a little bit now and have done a few recordings. So tell us about the world of Them Creepy Crawlies and how often do you get together and play and record and stuff like that? Let us into your world a little bit.
We like to, as a lot of people do, like to get together and talk middle-aged man talk and drink beer and play a bit of music every week or every couple of weeks, which is great. And we, that three-track EP, or I think it's a single these days, is three songs that we recorded with Matt Hills last year, and we've got another seven songs coming out of that recording session hopefully in the next month or two. So we're pretty excited about that.
He's pretty cool. Handy on the old knob twiddling, isn't he, Matt Hills?
Oh my god. We thought we'd sort of rock up there and, you know, play 10 songs one day, and then the next day we'd sort of fix it, and then on the third day we'd sort of master it. And little did we know that you don't do that when you go into the studio with good old Matt. Thank God as well, you know, he's been amazing for us, and he's such a nice guy, and he gets into the music, and he seems to understand where we're all coming from as well. So nothing but sort of high praise for Matt Hills.
Oh, cool. Did you have to up your game then? Is that what you're trying to say?
You see, he's also got all these machines that make you sound better, which is really good. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. I like the fact you've got a nice combination of sitting around drinking beer and talking middle-aged man stuff and then going, let's just go in and do a really good quality of recording as well. Because normally what goes hand in hand with a bunch of middle-aged men sitting around drinking beer is like, oh, let's just bang it out.
Let's record an album tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's good.
We've sort of, had a bit of an epiphany lately about, you know, spending our lives underground and, why not make a bit of an attempt to take the songs of Them Creepy Crawlies to the world. So that's what we're doing, and sort of trying to blog the inevitable journey of failure.
So what does that involve then? That involves, obviously, because you've got to promote it as well. So you getting out there and trying to get it in the ears of people all around the world?
Yeah, well, like, you know, when you sort of Google how to, I don't, but that's why I Googled how to promote an indie band, and there's so much stuff out there, and I obviously landed on a particular website because I got bombarded with, you know, images of this particular guy called John Gold, who's innocent and handsome and sort of completely took me in. So I'm actually following his course online.
Oh, nice.
And it's incredibly complicated, and being you know, an old person, a semi-Luddite, it's hard to get your handle around technology and the world of the social village. But we'll get there in, you know, after a year or two.
Yeah, that's cool. I've just Googled it myself. Music Management 101, how to manage. There's a few little places around there.
I just Googled Social Village.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to spend too much time there, to be honest. But anyway.
No, very good. Well, that's really awesome. And it's great that you're going to have a crack at it, because I think it's fair that, you know, it's one thing I've known after, you know, kicking around this station for quite a while, there's some amazing songs that kind of come into our ears by local artists that kind of just stay there, you know, and they just stay there. They go into our library and then they'll get a play every so often. And, you know, I think it's great that you're going to try and push them Creepy Crawlies a little bit further out, because I think it's a bit of a tragedy that there's a lot of really amazing songs that don't get into the ears of more people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been doing a bit of Facebook advertising and sort of lookalike audiencing and getting people to, you know, have a come across to Spotify for the want of a better platform at the moment. And our biggest reach or our country of most listeners is Brazil at the moment. So, yeah, it's weird how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and it's a little bit of a next level. You can probably sit on your fat laurels and just expect that you've put it out there in the digital world and it's there for everybody. But it's no different to, you know, going back and putting up posters on Stobie poles, you know, back in the 90s. Yeah. You still need to do the hard yards.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we've got a very low level to build from, so anything will equal success.
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
Well, let's go. Well, let's hope that you have a release coming out soon called Live from Sao Paulo. Them Creepy Crawlies. Hey? Thanks, Neil, for having a chat with us today, mate. Really good, and congratulations on making number 71. And we're going to play another track. What are we going with? We're going
Come and
with
Go.
Come and Go from Them Creepy Crawlies. And congratulations, and thanks again, and good luck for 2022, and we look forward to hearing the new stuff.
Yeah. What do you call that, Pete?
I call it music, Tones.
Do you?
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Oh, right, okay. Wasn't too sure. You just said Saturday coming to the station. I was like, oh, okay. Thought I was in trouble.
I'm bringing coffee. Them Creepy Crawlies is what it was, actually. And By Some Time was the name of the track from their release called Go, which came in at number 71 on this year's Top 101. So, and we are lucky enough to have on the line Neil from Them Creepy Crawlies. How are you, Neil?
I'm awesome, thanks. How are you guys?
We are also pretty awesome, but that's our own diagnosis.
We reckon
we're pretty good.
You've got to diagnose yourself.
You do.
We Dr. Googled ourselves.
But hey, we're not in the top 101. We didn't make it.
No. So we didn't write a song this year.
Last year. You guys are, and that's really, really fantastic. So congratulations. How does it feel to be in such an auspicious list of bands and music this year?
It's absolutely brilliant being on the 3D top 101 because, you know, you are our Bible of music in Adelaide. You know, you're the number one station for us, so it's awesome to be here.
Yeah, I haven't checked the Bible lately, but
you'd be in the Old Testament, I think, Pete. You'd be like Deuteronomy.
We're now going to take a reading from the book of Pete and Tones, a book of 3D, yeah. Chapter 3. No, fantastic. Well done. You guys have been around for a little bit now and have done a few recordings. So tell us about the world of Them Creepy Crawlies and how often do you get together and play and record and stuff like that? Let us into your world a little bit.
We like to, as a lot of people do, like to get together and talk middle-aged man talk and drink beer and play a bit of music every week or every couple of weeks, which is great. And we, that three-track EP, or I think it's a single these days, is three songs that we recorded with Matt Hills last year, and we've got another seven songs coming out of that recording session hopefully in the next month or two. So we're pretty excited about that.
Nice one. He's pretty handy on the old knob twiddling, isn't he, Matt Hills?
Oh my god. We thought we'd sort of rock up there and, you know, play 10 songs one day, and then the next day we'd sort of fix it, and then on the third day we'd sort of master it. And little did we know that you don't do that when you go into the studio with good old Matt. Thank God as well, you know, he's been amazing for us, and he's such a nice guy, and he gets into the music, and he seems to understand where we're all coming from as well. So nothing but sort of high praise for Matt Hills.
Oh, cool. Did you have to up your game then? Is that what you're trying to say?
You see, he's also got all these machines that make you sound better, which is really good. So,
Oh, wow, that's really cool. I like the fact you've got a nice combination of sitting around drinking beer and talking middle-aged man stuff and then going, let's just go in and do a really good quality of recording as well. Because normally what goes hand in hand with a bunch of middle-aged men sitting around drinking beer is like, oh, let's just bang it out.
Let's record an album tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's good.
We've sort of, maybe sort of had a bit of an epiphany lately about, you know, spending our lives underground and, why not make a bit of an attempt to take the songs of Them Creepy Crawlies to the world. So that's what we're doing, and sort of trying to blog the inevitable journey of failure.
So what does that involve then? That involves, obviously, because you've got to promote it as well. So you getting out there and trying to get it in the ears of people all around the world?
Yeah, well, like, you know, when you sort of Google how to, I don't, but that's why I Googled how to promote an indie band, and there's so much stuff out there, and I obviously landed on a particular website because I got bombarded with, you know, images of this particular guy called John Gold, who's innocent and handsome and sort of completely took me in. So I'm actually following his course online.
Oh, nice.
And it's incredibly complicated, and being you know, an old person, a semi-Luddite, it's hard to get your handle around technology and the world of the social village. But we'll get there in, you know, after a year or two.
Yeah, that's cool. I've just Googled it myself. Music Management 101, how to manage. There's a few little places around there.
I just Googled social village.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to spend too much time there, to be honest. But anyway.
No, very good. Well, that's really awesome. And it's great that you're going to have a crack at it, because I think it's fair that, you know, it's one thing I've known after, you know, kicking around this station for quite a while, there's some amazing songs that kind of come into our ears by local artists that kind of just stay there, you know,
yeah.
And they just stay there. They go into our library and then they'll get a play every so often. And, you know, I think it's great that you're going to try and push them Creepy Crawlies a little bit further out, because I think it's a bit of a tragedy that there's a lot of really amazing songs that don't get into the ears of more people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been doing a bit of Facebook advertising and sort of lookalike audiencing and getting people to, you know, have a come across to Spotify for the want of a better platform at the moment. And our biggest reach or our country of most listeners is Brazil at the moment. So, yeah, it's weird how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a little bit of a next level. You can probably sit on your fat laurels and just expect that you've put it out there in the digital world and it's there for everybody. It's no different to, you know, going back and putting up posters on Stobie poles, you know, back in the 90s. Yeah. You still need to do the hard yards.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we've got a very low level to build from, so anything will equal success.
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
Well, let's go. Well, let's hope that you have a release coming out soon called Live from Sao Paulo. Them Creepy Crawlies. Hey? Thanks, Neil, for having a chat with us today, mate. Really good, and congratulations on making number 71. And we're going to play another track. What are we going with? We're going
Come and
with
go.
Come and Go
yep.
from Them Creepy Crawlies. And congratulations and thanks again and good luck for 2022, and we look forward to hearing the new stuff.